Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my prayer closet. I'm the very Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick. I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening to pray the Protestant Rosary with me. I should say the Protestant Celtic Rosary. So we're kind of getting used to it now, and it's nice to see that people are joining us for it. As for prayer intentions, I have some personal ones I'd like you to lift up in prayer. Fatoma Manley and her family, as well as all the people that are frantically trying to enter into other countries from Syria and Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, anywhere around the Middle East and or Asia Minor, even from Africa. Europe is under an influx of millions of people, and just as a word of caution, we need to be careful of who we let in to our communities and our borders and our countries. So with that said, I hate segregation. I made that statement earlier today on one of our social networks. But it is time to hold out those that have ill intent and want chaos and their way to make a point, to keep them out. We are a Christian nation here in the United States. Don't listen to President Obama. He does not speak for myself or the 30-some million or more Christians in this nation. And that's a small number. I say, and more, because our country is over 300 million in population. So we are a free religious nation, and we ask that you pray for our nation and for all of our faiths here in the United States, including those of the Muslim faith. I am not talking about Muslims themselves. I'm talking about the extremists of Islam. So please ask God to bless them, love them, and ask Christ to show his will upon them so that they can turn from their evil intent to a godly, righteous intent. So with that said, I'd like us to start our prayer off this evening with the Our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let us begin with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God and the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the inward part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ in the spirit of truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, enliven our joy, and keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Give us sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." The Transfiguration. The Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set to the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the very word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. For you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men, may they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what measure you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us as in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, from every evil. Amen. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man will be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, and put it on his head. And they struck him with a reed, and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices. And he was laid in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty. And an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends tonight's recital of the Protestant Rosary, Celtic Rosary. We hope that you've enjoyed it. And since I have a few moments here, I am going to put out a bishop's plea. If you would like to follow us on our official ministry website, and you can find this prayer as well there in the prayer section in the prayer tab. We would love to have you learn it along with us. It is fairly new. It's not something that we created. It was another Celtic organization, Christian organization, that was blessed with it. And we have the ability to pass it on to you. And it is something that I felt and feel very passionate about. And it is for all people. And the message in it is worthy of praying, even for our Protestant brothers and sisters. And our Catholic brothers and sisters, tomorrow night when we do the Dilardian Rosary, which is what this rosary is. It's just instead of the prayer of passion, we say the Hail Mary in its place. So outside of that, it's the same prayer. And we are blessed to be able to offer it to both sides of our church. Also, in a plea, we could use your financial help, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's very rare that I ask for it. but we're at a crossroads right now where we really do need to step out and expand the gospel around the world and here in the nation and help those that need help. And we can't do it without you. So, with that said, you can go to our public website at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. And right on the very first page, the home page at the very bottom, you can place a love offering or donation there. And we will be blessed, and you will be blessed for giving from your heart. Also, there's plenty of other pages there. And just to remind you that coming up on the 15th of October, which is just a little bit more than a month away, we'll be bringing back and publishing on the website the Feathered Quill Periodical, which is our newsletter. And we hope to have many stories from our clergy and ministry and from other sources to post there for you to enjoy in the times to come. So with all of that said, I also would like you to pray for our brothers and sisters within the ministry, all of our clergy. Ministry in India this month will be doing a graduation from their seminary and also an ordination of a number of clergy coming into the church. We ask that you bless these new clergy as they go out into their communities and their regions to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask that you lift up our brothers and sisters in Russia that are also expanding. The group has grown from about 15 to 20 people for Bible study and to learn the Celtic faith to over 245 at last count. That is a fast growth, and there is good reason for it. Also down in Africa, we have people that are coming to the church and wanting to join. In Pakistan, it's the same thing. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, even here in the United States, we need clergy, and we're here for you, and we ask you to join us and help us to spread the gospel, the true gospel, the whole gospel, not just bits and pieces of it, but the Old and New Testament, not just what people want to hear, not just the good, pleasurable love things, but also the fear of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just as important to your salvation as knowing Christ is there for you. You can tune in to any of our radio programs in the future. Monday evenings at 6, I do the show right here on the Protestant Radio Network. Here we have the Protestant Rosary. And then on Wednesday, we do the Dalardian Celtic Catholic Rosary. On Thursday, we do the Standard Catholic Rosary with the Mysteries of Faith. On Friday, we do the Mustard Seed, which is a Bible study and reflection. As well as on Saturday, we have the Oblong Table Crew of the Christian Warrior Network. And in this month, they are talking about spiritual gifts. So they did a wonderful show last week, and I'm sure they're going to keep on inspiring us and inspiring you to continue in the Word of God. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the very Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick with the Celtic Cross Radio Network here with the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. I'm rushing myself. You have yourselves a very blessed day and take time to know God just a little more. God bless.